Welcome to the 5D Academy of Higher Consciousness. I'm Zarathustra, and the topic of the day is multidimensionality. And what does it mean to be a multidimensional person, being? That's what Rosalie has asked. And she's heard me saying it and mentioning it in different times. Basically, we can, there's different ways you can look at it, but what I mean by being a multidimensional being, being a multidimensional person, is number one is that if you look at yourself and the kind of things and different hats that you're capable of wearing in different times. For example, I use myself. On one level, I'm a spiritual teacher, so that's one hat I wear. On the other hand, I'm a healer. On the other hand, I'm an employer. And I have my employees working for me. And then, in the same time, then I could be an employee. And when I'm hired of putting a retreat together, or I'm doing a workshop, I'm working for people, or I'm doing a private coaching session. So now I'm serving, I'm working for someone else. So now you wear a different hat. I'm also a son and to my mother. So then I'm someone else. In the past, I was in insurance industry and I had an insurance agency. And so that was a different hat I wore. So if you look at yourself, and you can see that some of you, you may be a grandma, you may be a mom, you have children, grandchildren, you're married, your wife, your husband. So different times, maybe your career, you're a nurse working in a hospital, you're a school teacher, you're a yoga teacher, whatever you do. And in different environments, you shapeshift and you become somebody else. You're wearing a different hat. So this is what I'm referring to by being a multidimensional being. Now, you can also look at it simultaneously as you are here in third dimension and you have a body, you have your mind, you have your emotions, you have your bodily needs, physical needs, but in the meantime, your soul, your higher self does reside in different dimensions. And you have a connection to all dimensions simultaneously. And that's where you're deriving your information. Or when you're dreaming, you travel to another dimension. And if you pay attention, you want to go back into your life and take a look that there are moments in your life that you literally will find yourself in another dimension. Now, when we're talking about other dimensions, again, everything's got layers, layer, layer, layer. And I'm going to explain all these things to you. So you can, for example, say another dimension, such as a dimension of light. Like when we're doing the work together and you're in meditation, deep meditation, there are times that you may experience that you're completely gone and you lose all kinds of senses of your body. and you just experience that you are pure light. So in that moment, you have shifted. You have shifted into this dimension of light, and you've become light. Then your awareness eventually comes back to your physical body, and slowly you come back and you pick up form, and you become who you are in this form again. Then you may be in a situation that you're experiencing tantric sexuality, and you dissolve into your partner, and you lose all kinds of senses of your physical boundaries or an idea of who you are into the oneness. So that is one shift into a different dimension. Some people have done experiments on psychedelics, and right now there's a big movement around the world, a lot of people doing medicine journeys, and they're experiencing shifting dimensions through medicines. But these are all different ways that triggers us to shapeshift and go into a different dimension. And what we do here, basically, we're doing it through meditation and the type of work we do. Shifting our consciousness into different levels. Whether you may be questioning yourself, such as, who am I? You may be challenging yourself, and you begin to go inwards and peeling the onion by layer and layer, going deeper within yourself and examining the truth of who you are, by removing layers. Okay, I'll give you an example. For instance, you may say, okay, I'm not my name. I can change my name at any time to a different name. I can change my last name. I can change my nationality. I can move to a different country and change my nationality. I can change my religion. I can change my hair color. And today's technology allows you that you can change your sex. You can implant things. So you can, when you're working on yourself and you're pulling out each layer of defining you as a certain person, and you begin to pull that layer out. So I'm not my name, I'm not my last name, I am not my nationality that I've been given, I'm not the religion that they have put this label on me as I was born by my family or society or tribe. And you start pulling these things out and you go deeper within yourself, and you start to change. You begin to see different aspects of yourself. Similarly, you can, once you begin to examine yourself and look at it, awareness comes, consciousness takes over, and you can just look at your multidimensional characters, that how your character changes in different environments and with different people. You may not have the same type of behavior you have when you are spending time with your elders. If you're with your parents, you may be somebody else. And then you're hanging out with your high school friends or your peers or your college, and then you become somebody else. Your behavior changes and you're acting differently. You may be dress up differently. You may go to a festival and you pick up a character and you dress up as a pirate or a spaceman or whatever. And you just pick up this persona and then you become someone else. When you're playing around with your children, you will become somebody else. And you may, what about when you're talking to your dog or a baby? Why do people, their language changes, the tone of voice? When you're talking to a baby, you don't talk to a baby the way you and I talk to each other. All of a sudden you're like, oh, woody, 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 oh, woody, 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 woody. All of a sudden your voice changes and you are speaking what we may call baby language. And then you may be doing the same thing with your cat or your dog. So you shift to someone else. And sometimes you may be spending time with certain friends or family members or your partner, and you haven't seen this other part of them. And they've been hiding it from you, or they're embarrassed to show it to you, or you've never been in a certain situation with them to see this part of them to come out. And then all of a sudden you start to see this other aspect of them. And it may be surprising to you because you've never seen it before. So they shift to this other person. You can also see and observe yourself in stressful situations or in an emergency event, that all of a sudden you may be shifting into this very powerful character and taking over of the situation. All of a sudden you're with a bunch of people, something happened, and maybe everyone is falling apart and they go into a panic, and all of a sudden this other aspect of you comes out. And it's very strong, powerful, calm, and collected. And this leader comes out of you. And you're leading the group and dictating what to do to each person in order to handle and take control of the situation. So you may shift to this other person. You can, Rosalie, I have a question. Hold on a second. Let me unmute you. Okay, go ahead.
When I get the message that remember who you are, you're a multi-dimensional person, and go out and remember who you are. And all I'm sitting left with is when all was gone and I think, who am I?
Right.
That becomes what I'm sitting left with.
Yes.
Who am I?
Right. Well, who am I? That's a very good question.
Yeah. That's where I'm sitting.
That's a good one. And we will talk about that one and get into it in another academy deeper. But I mean, okay, we can talk about this a little bit. Like, yeah, who are you, really? I mean, how do you define yourself? You know, some a lot of people, maybe they think they may have never thought about this or never paid any attention to this part of themselves, and they may just be perceiving themselves basically as one-dimensional being. You know, I'm a dad or I'm an engineer, and just perceiving themselves as one thing. But for me, as I just keep examining myself, I've discovered so many different aspects of myself. And let's see, hold on a second. Can you unmute Rosalie, please? Like observing yourself, you look back at yourself and then you just see these different things that come out. For example, last year I was remodeling my cottage and my office, and all of a sudden the carpenter Zarathustra came out. And in the beginning, my good friend Christian, who's got all the equipments, he's my next door neighbor, he's my landlord, and he just showed me a couple of things with carpentry. But then this other part came out, and I started to do some amazing things, cutting wood, starting to staining it, making cabinetry, doing all kinds of things that it felt very, very natural doing it. But in the meantime, it was interesting to see this other aspect of myself, because I have not done anything like that for a long time. Part of it was I wasn't in the environment, I didn't have the equipments, or maybe I didn't have any interest to do it, or I had no idea I can do it. But then all of a sudden I see myself being able to do, being very creative, doing things. Then you look at another aspect of yourself, all of a sudden you may be very good with sewing or creating or designing clothing. And you maybe go to a fabric store, you buy a bunch of, that has happened to me a few times, being in India, being in Brazil, being in Bali, I'm always gravitated towards fabric stores. And I buy fabric, different kind of fabrics. And then I find tailor, and I start designing clothing, and I show them what I want to do. And I start making clothes, making pants, making shirts, experimenting with them. And some of them come out really nice, some don't. But then all of a sudden, the clothing designers Zarathustra comes out. And it's another aspect of yourself you begin to see. Or I go in the kitchen, and sometimes maybe I'm somewhere at the friends or in a situation there isn't much food in the refrigerator or whatever, but you know, we got a little bit of this and that, and I just go open up different cabinets in the kitchen, and I find things, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and I start cooking. And all of a sudden, this amazing dish will come out. And it's surprising, like, how in the world did you come up with this, with very little material? But this other, the chef Zarathustra will come out. And yeah, it's not like I'm like to be cooking all the time and spend a lot of time in the kitchen doing that, but you just get to see these, if you're not defining yourself and limiting yourself to one thing, that I am only this, And that's all it is. If you open yourself and expand your boundaries, then you allow your multidimensional self to be free and expresses itself. I've experienced that with video making, being in front of the camera. And in past few years, I experienced with being in a music studio. When we, Bahram G and I, we created my first album, You Are Who You're Looking For, which I will be putting it out soon. I got to experience and observe myself that all of a sudden, how much I really enjoyed being in a music studio and being a part of the whole process and wanting to create. And never thought about this because I didn't grow up with musical instruments. I didn't grow up in an environment that I was not encouraged to sing or use any kind of musical instruments. It just was never part of my childhood thing or being in that sort of environment. And then all of a sudden, I get exposed to it. And this other part comes out. So, if you truly look back at yourself, look back at your life, at different stages that you grew up, and be open, with an open mind, you begin to discover that there's all these different aspects of yourself that are, that you're made out of. From the world that you're perceiving, the physical world, to the inner world, inner realms, that you begin to discover your multidimensionality of your own self, which is very, very exciting, very enlightening, and it opens up infinite possibilities, because by the recognition of this aspect, this part of yourself, by recognizing it and acknowledging it, you will be, it will bring tremendous amount of excitement in your life. I don't care at what age you are. All of a sudden, it will open this world that, wow, I want to learn a new language. I want to learn a new craft, whatever that is, or want to develop something I already know, but take it to the next level. So you have opened the gateway to possibilities of all these multidimensional self, multidimensionality part of yourself, all the things that you're capable of doing. And maybe you've done it and then you shut yourself down and now you're opening up to it again. Or maybe you've never done it, but they're all there. And you're opening yourself to it. Anybody has any questions? You can either write it on the chat box or you can raise your hand. I'll be happy to unmute you. I'll tell you another thing is, like, it has happened to me. like there has been different periods that it looks like a gateway, something has opened up, and all of a sudden it's like information is pouring in, like words are pouring in. And I've been writing poetry, literature, words of wisdom, and they just come out and you start writing. And that's how basically I created Lightning Notes of Zarathustra. That's how it was born. I started to write things on Facebook as spiritual quotes, every day, every other day, sharing with people, but it was just coming from my heart. And then, you know, I had maybe 40 or 50 writings, and one of my fans through Facebook contacted me, and she mentioned she wanted to have lunch together. So we meet for lunch, and she's a she's an author of children's books. And she said, Zarathustra, you realize that you have enough writings that you can make a book out of it. And at that point, I had not even considered that. And I didn't even think about it. So I, you know, go back home, open up the computer and go through all my writings in Facebook. And I realized I have like 48, 49 writings. And anyway, when I printed Lightning Notes of Zarathustra, I ended up with 99 writings. So, but it was like, wow, I have enough content that I can put it to print. So all of a sudden, a book is being born. And so you have it here. Lightning Notes of Zarathustra. So that this is what I'm talking about, being a multidimensional being, and you're capable, and you do that already, of wearing different hats, and you pick up a different persona in different situations in your life. But it's already built inside you, and you've done it. And you're still doing it. It's just bringing the awareness to it and recognizing it. And being open through that recognition of all these different aspects of yourself, and not limiting yourself to one thing, that I'm only this thing. Because that's very boring. How would life be when I look at it if I can't learn anymore, and if I cannot express myself? I tell you something funny. Yesterday, I was driving, I had to go back and forth, you know, when I'm driving in LA, and sometimes I spend 2 hours, 2.5 hours in the traffic. That's how life is in Los Angeles. And I listened to 5 different spiritual teachers or 5 different speakers. So from motivational speaking to just diehard spiritual stuff. And I loved it. And you know, I may be listening to somebody for 5-10 minutes. Maybe I get to a point like I you know, then my attention's not there anymore. I pick up whatever I'm meant to pick up from them, learn something, certain way of whatever they're explaining, whichever area they go into. And then then I may move on to something else. And I love the fact that internet, YouTube, podcast gives me this opportunity to listen to other people. And there is so much out there. It's amazing. There's so many great teachers, so many different ways of expressing their teachings that it's like, why wouldn't I want to listen to them? Why would I want to just limit myself and be closed to one way of teaching or one way of looking at things? Or just saying to myself, oh, I'm doing this and I don't need to listen to anyone else. Oh, everybody is my teacher. And it's such a wonderful opportunity to learn from them, of how they're expressing themselves, how they're seeing life, what is their point of view in spirituality, the way they're looking at it. I may not agree with it, but really enjoy checking out other people and learning from them. It makes my job a lot easier. All right, Miss Rosalie, let me see.
Yeah, I have talked with a lot of people, and many of them say age is only a number, but most of them are afraid to be old. What do they fear? Is it better to die young and to take one day today and like that? I don't know what they fear to be old.
So let me see if I understand. You're asking me a question, right?
Yeah. That people, they talk about that age is only a number. That's experience, you age. But they said they are afraid to be old.
Afraid to be old.
Yeah. What do you fear? Is it better to die young? I mean, I love my age. Life is amazing.
Well, I like to view getting, as you're getting older, you're putting some numbers on and getting seasoned. And I honestly, from a very young age, I never believed in age. From childhood, I never believed in age. To me, age was always a number. And to this day, I still feel the same way. Now, I will be lying to you if I tell you I don't see the effects of putting out years on my body, and I don't see the changes. Of course I do. And I don't have the same body as I had 10 years ago or 20 years ago or 30 years ago. And that part is very, very clear. And it's undeniable. But your body can be aging. That's, of course, is a natural process. But your heart is young. That's the part that I feel is going, it's what's going on with, I can only speak of myself. And that's how I feel it will be all the way to the last breath that I take on this physical plane, is that I would never want to stop playing. I would never want to not be childlike. Childish is different than childlike. And playfulness, or be able to dance, and or to go hiking and exercising and just being open to new things and adjusting and adapting to whatever life brings, and not being really set on a certain kind of ideas of this is the only way and there's no other way and I'm not open to it. So in reference to what we're talking about is, as long as your heart is young, then it doesn't matter. The body does whatever it needs to do. And your heart is young and you're open and you're really enjoying every moment of life. And of course, every moment of life, it's always, it's not gonna be there. When we're talking about every moment of life, yeah, there's many, many moments in life that things don't go your way. And you may be going through some kind of pain of whatever, loss, emotional pains, failure, physical pain, whatever it is. So, but when your heart's open, you allow things to come through and pass through you. You don't have these ideas of how things should be, and if they're not that way, I'm going to suffer. So then you become very liquid and very flexible with whatever life throws at you. Sometimes it's the good stuff, sometimes it's the bad stuff, but you're open. And they just go through you, basically. And that's also a part of being a multidimensional being. That flexibility, that shape-shifting that you have created or you've allowed yourself to become. That this aspect, this is a very good conversation, a topic that we picked up today. And because this, if you understand, if one person understands what we're talking about and the entire the concept of it, then if you look back, a lot of different enlightened beings, a lot of masters, free beings that visited on this planet, they referred to this. They refer to, maybe they use different kind of language, wording, but they were pointing out, like Osho, when we talk about being multidimensional being, it always makes me think of one of my spiritual teachers, Osho. When Osho talks about Zorba the Buddha, be like Zorba the Buddha. And I don't know how many of you know about Zorba. Hi, Praga.
Hi.
you know Zorba the Buddha.
Yes, I know. But right now I'm also experiencing quite intense times.
Yeah.
Not only celebrating.
Yeah, and you know, that's a part of life. And that it's not always celebration, you know? I mean, maybe we call it the good times. It's the recognition that the living in third dimension is it's a part of the package. It's not always going to be going the direction you want it to go. It has ups and downs. And recognizing that and allowing that it's okay. Not being stuck on this idea that if you're enlightened or if you're a highly evolved being, you shouldn't have ups and downs, life's ups and downs. It should always be fun and party. And that's not true, because that's not what we experience. If you don't experience it, then it's just a concept. It's not your reality. The reality of this life, this dimension, it has ups and downs. You go through different periods. You go through periods that, excuse me, I need to wait for this plane to pass. Yeah, you go through periods that your body may get sick, and you're going through a period of health issues. Now, this may go on for 6 months or a year or two or whatever. It's how do you deal with it? How do you perceive it? The way you deal with it and the way you perceive it is the difference. Because that's something out of your control, and there's nothing you can do about it. Somehow your body got sick, and it slows you down, and it forces you to deal with it. Maybe your hormonal balances change. Something happened. Whatever, you got a virus, you got a disease, there's a malfunction. Who knows? All kinds of things happen. So sometimes it's a physical thing. Sometimes events happen. We got in a car accident and you got disabled. And now you have to go through a couple years of rehabilitation. It's not party time. You know, your arm's not working, your mouth is like this, you can't eat, you can't process things, you need help, you have to keep working on your body. That's part of life. That can happen to anybody, an enlightened being or not. So what we do is, most of us, we beat ourselves up about that. If I'm living life, and if I'm a highly evolved being, I shouldn't go through ups and downs of life. And that's an idea that we have. But ups and downs of life are for everybody. I don't care if you evolve or not. It's how you perceive it. That's the difference. You allow what is going on. You see it, that's a part of the function of totality, that now things are not going your way and everything seems like a struggle. Can you stay into it? Can you just ride it and maintain your level of awareness, to be just simply aware of what is happening, or you're going to identify with a certain idea of how it should be versus how it is. It shouldn't be this way. Why is this happening to me? I'm being punished by God. I probably have not done my spiritual work. I wouldn't be going through what I'm going through. So something's wrong with me. Or instead of simply being aware, the awareness is here of the ups and downs of life. And being in this place of acceptance, accepting it and not beating ourselves up. One moment, please. I need to get my Instagram going again. I'll be right with you. I have you unmuted.
Okay. what's really difficult right now is like that I can't define it. It's so overwhelming that I pick up a lot of intensity.
Okay.
And, yeah, it makes me cry, and even but I can't say like I'm wrong or this is happening, or it seems to be nothing. And yeah, at the same time, it's pretty intense. So I'm not sleeping very well right now. I'm aware of it, and yeah, it's a challenge to just maintain my day, let's say. And sometimes I can't do it the way I think I should do it, but right. I can allow that. Yeah, so it's not right. That I can't, but it's like today it was so strong that I really felt like, wow, I would not like to live any longer, and this was really right. Strong. Right. Yeah. Right. Not yeah. To get identified when you come to this level of thoughts. Yeah,
right. Well, it's you know, that's, first of all, I appreciate your honesty that you share this with us, especially saying this part that today you felt like there were moments that you feel like maybe you don't want to continue living any longer. And let me tell you this, you will be amazed that you're not the only person.
I know.
This thought goes through their mind, you know.
Yeah, I know that it's like, you know, it's how should I say, it's like I would say like my life is in a level where it's really desirable for many people, and it's like that these thoughts what I feel is like, I know that are not my thoughts, but I'm aware of them. And in this intensity, sometimes I cannot, I experience me in the oneness of it. And it's challenging. Yeah.
Okay. Tell me about this part you just mentioned, in this intensity, about the oneness. Say that again.
Yeah, in the intensity when I feel that it's like I feel there is no connection, and I know this over the years that oftentimes I feel others in my surroundings stronger than what I would say like I feel me, yeah, as a person. So, and when I'm connected in this, what everybody in my surrounding or in the collective is feeling is like, nature helps me a lot to just feel something else or to have possibility to right. Let's say like to share this intensity with somebody. But it's very hard to speak with somebody about it, because it's like then it soon starts to get personal while it is not personal.
Right, I understand. I'm well,
and the experience is personal, yes, that's true. Yeah, but it's like all the issues where you could say like put your focus here, put your focus there, if you have your focus up there,
right? Yeah. And it's yeah. At moments, it feels like it's impossible.
Yeah, or let's say overwhelming when you said it's like you're listening in the car to these teachings, and I also like to do that. But in this moment, everything is too much for me. It's like, okay. No more input, please.
Right, exactly. I get it. I understand completely. Well, what I experienced is when this is happening, what you're going through right now, and it's like you're in a pressure cooker, as if they put you in this pressure cooker and there's water there, it's steaming, and you have the top on and it's locked up, and the pressure is getting stronger and stronger, and it's really cooking. And there's no way out. It appears to be that way, right?
Yeah, let's say it's like I feel my connection to everything is open, but it's like I don't feel the others feel me in that. Yeah, let's say like that.
Okay.
Right. I feel funnily disconnected while I'm connected. And this is so weird.
I understand that. I get it. So how about if I tell you that is totally normal too?
I know.
Yeah.
I understand that.
Yeah. 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 You cannot not be connected. You are connected.
Yeah.
You're connected at all times. You know that because you've tapped into the juice. So now what happens is the appearance of connection is not there. The senses, they may not be sensing the connection, but they're sensing something else. And this even sensing disconnected, it is a part of the connection, because how can you feel you're disconnected? You have to be feeling it. So the feelings are there, the senses are there, even in this moments of feeling being disconnected. So you know, what is happening with you is perfect. It's perfect. It's perfect in this way, and I'm gonna explain this to you, and maybe this is of any help to you or not, I don't know, but I'll just share it with you, is that I understand exactly what you're saying, and this like this thing is like kind of, or it's like it's ripping you off from inside out. It's like you're being torn. And while it's happening in this pressure part of it, that it's everything is like about to explode, or it's like this thing. There's one element is not touched. No matter what is happening, no matter how much it feels like it's disconnected or it's connected, one thing in the midst of all of it doesn't change. And that's the beauty of it. And that one thing is the ability to be aware of disconnection or connection, the ability that you have, that you're aware of the intensity. There's tremendous amount of intensity is happening, but the awareness is there. You are aware that the intensity is there. That does not give you any power to manipulate it. And this is where the teaching comes. This is the beauty of it, is most spiritual seekers, they believe that if they get to this level of where you're at, they should have the power or the know-how to manipulate what is happening in general, okay? And I'm not saying you do that, but I'm just saying generally. And the mind will come and say that you've been trained enough, you're advanced enough, you're good enough, you've done enough meditations, you've been with enough gurus and teachers, that by now you shouldn't be going through what you're going through. Now, what I want to point out to that it is much bigger. It, we can call it the boss, existence, the big kahuna, the spirit, that it's much bigger than any of these things. It will do what it wants to do. And when, and this is where, this is where I would say you're in a beautiful place. It's an amazing place right now, even though it doesn't seem like it or it doesn't feel like it naturally, because it's painful and it's intense, it's confusing, and it just, you feel like you're being ripped apart. But there is definitely some pearls right in the middle of this to receive. And the teaching here is the recognition of that which is, that force, that higher self, that part is, how enormous it is, how big it is, its power, its presence, that is capable of doing what it's doing. And in that recognition of it, in that very moment, that the awareness is here, that no matter what is going on, no matter how big of a storm is happening, how powerful it is, no matter how much it's tearing me from inside out, as if I feel like I'm being gutted, is that it does not touch the power of awareness. No matter how powerful it is, how much of a strong, powerful storm it is giving you this opportunity for this recognition that not for one moment your power of awareness has been changed, touched. It has, the circumstances, the events of existence, of what is going on, has no power on your power of awareness. You are still aware. You have no power over your emotions, your body, your senses. Maybe you want to hide out. You don't want to be around people. You don't want to listen to any spiritual teachings. You don't want to talk to any of your friends. You don't want to hear them giving you any raps. Everything may be painful. No one can understand. Or you just want to hide out. And you may be doing it for weeks. You may not, don't want to even get out of the house. But it doesn't matter what the body, mind, the emotions, the senses are going to be doing. They're just under a tremendous amount of pressure. But none of this pressure has any power to touch your power of awareness. You're still aware.
Yes, and thank you for the opportunity that I could share that with all of you today, because usually I keep hiding.
Yes, I understand.
So, and it was, I guess, good for, I mean, I was happy that I could join today.
Well, yeah, I'm really happy you did. I'm really happy you did. So if you just right now in this moment, come to this place. Because this is a beautiful moment we have together. And we're here right now. and you're seeing what's going on. You're aware of what is happening to your nervous system. How any of it can touch your ability to be aware.
Nothing.
The ability to be aware in the midst of this storm, this fire that is burning through, ripping things apart, destroying everything, how can it touch my ability to be aware? That is an indication of a multidimensional being. The capability of still being aware. Now, one thing that cannot change, it cannot be taken away from you, or it cannot be added to. So this fire, this intensity is definitely burning illusions, ideas of how things should be, how I should be, I shouldn't be going through this. This should not be happening to me. This should not be happening to my nervous system. This should not be happening to my body. All the ideas we have of our definition of an advanced spiritual being. So you come back to the heart of awareness, the very center, and you will see that nothing has the power to touch it. Because that's the one non-changing truth of your life, of your existence. The very presence. Which is here, and it's not conditional. No matter what happens. Even when Kali comes to your life and is determined to cut your head, to rip you apart and burn you and tear you into pieces, and is doing it, but it can't touch one thing. One thing doesn't get touched. The very fact that I am, you are here, and you're aware of all these things, very painful, or very joyful. We don't pay attention so much to it when we're going through joy, but it grabs us when we're going through pain. But the knowing doesn't change. I know, I'm aware. Well, it's good to see you all. And thank you for joining me at this academy. For those of you who are sharing different platforms and joining me today at the academy, you always can contact me and reach out through our new email address is info@zarathustra.tv, info@zarathustra.tv. My website is zarathustra.tv. You can always reach out to us via Facebook or Instagram. It's Zarathustra5D is our address, as well as my YouTube channel. For a detailed list of my upcoming events in Europe, please refer to my website again. I will be traveling to 4 countries in Europe, starting with Poland, Germany, Norway, and Sweden. And that's the tour is going to start as of October 8th. And I will be ending it around, I think it's going to be November 10th. So I hope we have a chance to see each other if you happen to be in Europe. The next academy is going to be next weekend. Next Wednesday, next weekend. So feel free to join me. I look forward to seeing you. Let me check to see if a few questions came in. Okay, well, thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks for the input. Okay, nice seeing you all. I look forward to seeing you next week.